Good morning, everyone. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Soil Science, North Dakota State University, and I'm working on a nitrogen fertilizer management in irrigated potatoes. So our first question is, why do we even need to manage nitrogen? Because we know that nitrogen is a primary mineral nutrient for plants, and soil does not have a direct source of nitrogen. So, and all the agricultural soils are kind of nitrogen depleted for high production. So we need to apply fertilizer nitrogen. But unfortunately, fertilizer nitrogen is extremely prone to loss. When we apply a fertilizer nitrogen in soil, it first goes through aminization and ammonification and forms ammonia or ammonium ion or ammonia gas. If the soil pH is alkaline, ammonia gas gets volatilized. It's a corrosive gas, although it doesn't persist in atmosphere for very long, but it gets deposited to the water bodies of soil and can cause eutrophication. The next thing is ammonium gets converted to nitrate ion, which is the most available form of nitrogen for plants, but nitrate is extremely soluble to water and it can get leached to the soil with irrigation water or precipitation. The next thing is, if the soil environment is kind of anaerobic, that nitrate through denitrification reaction gets converted to nitrous oxide or nitrogen. Nitrogen itself is harmless, but nitrous oxide is a very potential ozone depleting and greenhouse gas. It has a greenhouse potential of 300 times than carbon dioxide. So the nitrogen losses are not only monetary losses for the farmers, but they cause environmental hazards. So why do we need to manage nitrogen fertilizer in potatoes? Because potatoes are a very high nitrogen demand crop. It's cultivated in sandy soil for better tuber growth, and sandy soil is prone to nitrogen loss. Here in this beautiful picture, we can see that some water dyed with blue dye was flushed through a clay soil at the left side and a sandy soil to the right side. And we can see that how in the sandy soil, the water moved to much deeper in the soil, and the shallow root system cannot really utilize that water, and the nitrate dissolved in that water can get lost. So to minimize those losses, either we can apply our fertilizer in split so that the release gets synced up with the plant uptake, or we can modify our fertilizers, and those modified fertilizers are called enhanced efficiency fertilizers. Their release are synced up, meant to be synced up with the plant uptake. So the three mechanisms generally used for enhanced efficiency fertilizers are urea's inhibition, nitrification inhibition, and controlled or slow release. N-butyl thiophosphoric triamide is a very common and popular urea's inhibitor. Dicyandiamide or DCD is a very common nitrification inhibitor. And for controlled or slow release, we generally coat our fertilizer with some substance to reduce their solubility. In our research, we use two kinds of enhanced efficiency fertilizer. One is SuperU, that's urea blended with NBPT and DCD. And another was environmentally smart nitrogen, that's ESN. That is a microthin polymer coated urea. We had mainly three research objectives. So our first objective was to see if this enhanced efficiency fertilizer and split application can maintain or increase the tuber yield, and if those enhanced efficiency fertilizers and split application can reduce the nitrogen loss. in irrigated potatoes and if the nitrogen losses differ with different potato varieties. We conducted our research at Inkster, North Dakota, in a very sandy loam soil with low bulk density, slightly acidic pH, very low cation exchange capacity, and 3.31% of organic matter. We had 21 treatment combinations, including 7 nitrogen treatments and 3 varieties. We collected our nitrogen loss data from first 6 nitrogen treatments. The 7th nitrogen treatment was kind of a secondary treatment to just see the yield. So our first treatment was controlled with no fertilizer nitrogen. We applied grower standard that includes 1034-O urea and urea ammonium nitrate in splits. We applied urea 200 pounds per acre at planting. We applied urea, superil, and ESN 250 pounds per acre into splits. And 3 of our varieties were Russet Burbank, Dakota Trailblazer, and ND80685 Russ. Russet Burbank is a very commercial, popular russet potato variety. Dakota Trailblazer and ND80685 Russ are 2 newly released russet potato varieties from North Dakota State University. So the first picture shows that a semi-static acid trap chamber, which we used for our ammonia volatilization estimation. The second picture shows a static chamber for collecting gas samples to estimate nitrous oxide flux, and we analyzed our nitrous oxide in gas chromatograph, which equipped with ECD. The third picture shows a suction cup lysimeter, which was used for collecting soil water below root zone to estimate the nitrate leaching beyond root zone. And we analyzed our soil at 0 to 6 inch depth throughout the growing season to see the available nitrogen in soil. And after harvest, we sampled our soil up to 4 feet depth to see the residual nitrogen. So now I'll go to the results. The first thing is our yield, tuber yield, which is the most important thing for us. So here, this graph shows the total tuber yield. We can see that all the nitrogen treatments significantly increased the total tuber yield over control, but there was no significant difference among the nitrogen treatments. In variety, we had a significant effect. Russet Burbank yielded highest, followed by Dakota Trailblazer, and then ND80685 Russ. We didn't have any variety and nitrogen treatment interaction. This is our soil nitrogen availability data in 3 potato cultivars. We can see that here the first 2 varieties kind of behave the same, and the next variety, ND80685 Russ, the availability was kind of different and was more. That's mainly because this is a very early maturing variety and the vine growth is less, so maybe the nitrogen use efficiency was lower. For Russet Burbank and Dakota Trailblazer, we can see that ESN, a very enhanced efficiency fertilizer, or a slow-release fertilizer, in that the availability of soil nitrogen increased later in the season. In this graph, the black arrows shows different dates of fertilizer application. Then this is our ammonia volatilization data. So each point shows the ammonia volatilization from previous date of sampling to that date of sampling. So here we can see, I don't know where the mouse is. Okay. So here we can see that we have no data point. That was because of a terrible thunderstorm. It blew away all my ammonia traps for that week. So we missed that data point, but we had the other data points throughout the growing season. So if we just add up these data points, we can get the cumulative ammonia volatilization loss throughout our growing season. So when we did that, we saw that this Russet Burbank variety had a really high, so that's why I selected a different axis limit for that. really high ammonia volatilization, mainly because of this urea treatment, urea 250 pounds per acre. Anyway, these two varieties, Russet Burbank and Dakota Trailblazer, kind of behave the same with respect to ammonia volatilization, where the grower standard and the enhanced efficiency fertilizers reduced the ammonia volatilization, but the urea at the rate 250 pounds per acre and split application increased it tremendously. For the ND80685 Russ, the behavior was kind of different. The enhanced efficiency fertilizer Super U and ESN kind of increased the ammonia volatilization because it's early maturing variety and maybe the plant uptake was not synced with the availability of nitrogen. Here is my nitrous oxide flux data. This is nitrous oxide flux per day, and we used a trapezoidal rule to find the area under the curve to find the cumulative nitrous oxide emission throughout the growing season. And what we found is here, the Russet Burbank and ND80685 Russ behaved kind of the same way. The urea 250 pounds per acre increased the cumulative nitrous oxide emission tremendously. The Dakota Trailblazer variety, the behavior was kind of different. That's mainly because of the vine growth. The Russet Burbank and ND80685 Russ vines are kind of erect and the vine growths are less, where the Dakota Trailblazer variety is really viney and it covers up the soil. So the soil moisture environment and the diffusion mechanism will be different. That's why it behaved differently. Our below root zone nitrate concentration data was a little bit inconsistent, but that's why we couldn't really apply statistics. But we can see that most of our nitrate nitrogen loss was during August, and with urea and grower standard, we could reduce nitrate loss. With urea 250 pounds per acre and enhanced efficiency fertilizers, the nitrate losses increased. And for the interesting thing for the enhanced efficiency fertilizer is the nitrate loss was increased later in the season. That's also because of that slow release, which may not have synced up with the plant uptake and matches with our soil and availability data. So in summary, we didn't have any significant yield difference. Enhanced efficiency fertilizer, when applied at same rate, decreased nitrous oxide and ammonia volatilization compared to our urea treatment. Nitrate leaching was decreased with grower standard, but increased with urea 250 pounds per acre. Overall, the 200 pounds per acre urea decreased all the losses. We are still doing some analysis so that we can be more conclusive about our results. My take-home message is, although the growers are applying like 250 pounds at least, 250 pounds of nitrogen per acre. For last 2 years, we didn't see any yield benefit over 200 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And this year, we saw that the 200 pounds per nitrogen per acre really decreased all the losses. The newly released varieties could not really increase yield, and the controlled release fertilizer surely did reduce the nitrogen losses, but later in the season, it may increase the nitrous oxide loss and nitrate leaching.
One or two questions for department. Quick question. Any question? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the nice presentation. If we apply this kind of fertilizer, which is already amended, how much do we want to save other from the competitive control fertilizer?
Can you please repeat the question?
Applying this kind of fertilizer.
Yes.
Controls.
So the thing is, if the control has no fertilizer, so without a fertilizer, our yield will decrease. We don't really want that, right? Because we generally compare our enhanced efficiency fertilizers with our standard practice. We keep the control to see if at all the fertilizer applications is increasing the yields, and for our statistical analysis.
Is that it?
You are asking about the cost-benefit ratio. I haven't done that yet, but we can do that after we do our tuber grading and see the marketable yields, and then we can do that. I'm still doing that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, these are irrigated potatoes, and that's why the nitrate leaching and this. So, for the grower standard, only the urea ammonium nitrate during tuber initiation was applied through fertigation, but the others were. The 1034 was applied at planting, and urea was applied granular, yes.